I'm Spanish. I'm coming from Dominican Republic. My language is I speak Spanish, and Antoine speak English, and I speak the English very good. It's a lot of people. They I'm victim for the discrimination because my accent. They think because I speak good English, they are stupid. It's a lot of the discrimination around the world.
The story started out when I was younger, and I was living in Iraq for a while, for about 2 years. And basically, we had just came back to the United States. And as my starting years at school, I was always thought to be a Puerto Rican based on just looks and how people thought about me. Mm-hmm. And basically, when I'd say that I'm not actually Puerto Rican, I'm Arabic, I'm Iraqi, people would start making funny remarks and smart comments like, oh, Osama bin Laden is like your brother's uncle, and like Saddam Hussein knows you, and stuff like that. And it sort of brought a lot of my self-esteem down. I used to think about it every night, and I'd get bothered by it. Because at a young age, you don't really know how to cope with that type of stuff until somebody teaches you or gives you a slight input of what to do in those situations, like ignore it. In which, like, every night I'd be depressed at night because it'd be like, yeah, people are making fun of me. And on top of that, I was having problems at home anyway, so it was more of an impact on my overall life. But as the days started going on, I started learning how to cope with it. And basically, it was like they kind of started passing the line. Then they started calling me a sand nigger and where's your turban? And basically, I thought of that as it somewhat broke that barrier between like respect in a way.
Who was the first to start calling you a terrorist?
It was actually, surprisingly enough, it was actually a friend of mine who made a smart remark when I told him. And basically, he didn't really mean it. He was just doing that as a joke. But then word got on, and like in elementary school and middle school, mostly middle school, since I went to a middle school deep in the hood, it sort of got around quickly. And basically, it became a trend, like, where's Saddam Hussein at? I think you know. And, I mean, other than that, I mean, it was, like, it passed to that point where I was thinking about it too much and it was getting to my head. But a way to get past that was I went down to my mom. She told me some advice. She gave me some advice. She told me, like, to keep my hope up and not to get bothered by these types of things, because the best thing that someone who's making fun of you sees is you getting bothered by it. So if you don't let them see you get bothered by it, they'll slowly start seeing, like, yeah, I'm not having any effect. So then it slowly starts to drop. And that's eventually what happened. And I slowly stopped taking it to heart, and I ignored most of their comments. And eventually enough, I was more accepted as a whole because of what I had done and such. And I mean, I think that, like, taking ignorance as an experience is better than taking it to heart and, like, possibly retaliating in a way or anything like that.
Well, do you consider this like a life lesson?
It definitely was. It actually had a big impact on who I came to be as a person. I became more accepting as a whole. Like, even now, that was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Even now, I've learned to cope with it to the point where I'd laugh with them or whoever is making a smart remark. And basically, it actually builds you up to become more mature as a whole. It's any experience that you have is something to learn from. And I think that these types of, like, environments and these types of situations that you are put in actually can have a bad impact if you take it the wrong way, but can have a good impact if you don't.
And from time to time, you still hear the word terrorist. Osama of course, bin Laden.
All the time. But now that I've coped with it, it's like more of a jokely type of thing. It's more like people don't do it to hurt my feelings. People do it just because, like, yeah, I'm making a joke. And, I mean, I've learned to cope with it, especially since all those years passed by.
And have you seen that one friend afterwards that began this whole thing?
I've seen him from time to time. I saw him actually recently, like, once on the train, but I didn't really talk to him or anything. But, I mean, it's crazy because, like, that person, I don't even keep contact with that person, whereas some people who are more trustworthy and people who didn't really give in to those smart remarks, like those people who didn't talk about me or anything, I'm closer with them than I am with that person that was actually considered my best friend at the time.
Mexican, Puerto Rican, or African American, Jamal Langley has lived a life of confusion within himself and within what other people think of him to be.
When I was younger, my parents, they explained to me what my race was because I didn't understand that. And, like, I had to always, like, write down on a piece of paper my gender and then my race and everything. And I couldn't, like, explain my race because I had to, like, check two boxes or something because I was Hispanic and African American. So then they explained to me everything. And then when I started going to school, it was like a conflict. Because, yeah, you Puerto Rican, and yeah, you African American, but people only see you for what you look like. So, when I used to go to school, try to chill with friends. I was cool with everybody and everything, but people always used to try to call me Mexican. Just because I'm light-skinned, just like them, but I was Puerto Rican. So I used to get really offended about it. So that it'll be a time like, one day I'll go to school or something, and I'd just be chilling with all my groups of friends or whatever. And then, like, they always wanted to say some smart stuff. So, like, I'll be chilling with a group of friends or whatever and all that. And then we'll, like, come at your mom jokes or whatever. Like, your mom, that's why your mom's fat, that's why your mom's dumb. And then they'd be like, that's why your mom Mexican or whatever. And then I used to be like, all right, so why you gotta call me Mexican? I was like, I'm Puerto Rican and black. And then people used to try to, like, all laugh at me or whatever, try to act like they sing in Spanish when they never did. They'd be like, duh-duh-duh, just making up random noises or whatever, drawling and everything. And then I used to just get really frustrated and started to, like, argue with them about my race when I knew to myself I didn't have to prove anything. But at the time, I thought that I had to prove myself to them. So I had to tell them what race I was and explain to them how I wasn't Mexican or whatever and all that. So then it was like, they were like, that's why your mom Mexican. And then I was like, I'm not Mexican. I'm Puerto Rican and black. Why you always got to come in my race? Whatever, though. They were like, no, you Mexican. You Mexican. That's why you Mexican. Da, da, da. And then, like, I used to, so then, what I do? All right. Yeah, so I got romantic guy in his face or whatever. Yo, dog, I'm Puerto Rican and black. Stop calling me Mexican or whatever. He's like, my bad. I ain't mean to call you Mexican or whatever or nothing. I just be like, chill out then. And then they'd be like, all right, I'm going to chill. But then he'd come right back at it after like a whole week or something. Because they thought it was just funny to call me Mexican all the time. Because my hair was spiky, they called me Asian. And I was like, I'm not Asian. And they were like, oh, your hair is soft, so you got to be Mexican. Or Latino, like, I'm Puerto Rican and black. Why can't I just be who I am? Why can't people just keep on judging me? The teachers used to give us quizzes or whatever, and, the PSSA, they used to always have us put our name, and then our gender, and then our race. And I used to really get confused about, what should I sign? Should I put, am I African American or black? So most of the time, I used to write, other, and then right inside of there, I'm Puerto Rican and black. But then people, my classmates, whatever, laugh at me, chump me, or whatever. So I used to get mad and just put African. And then one time, I had a real big conflict with my father, once because I was chilling with him, and he said, he outright disrespected me. And I felt really disrespected by it because I don't feel as though a father should really disrespect me as the way he did. So he told me, I'm chilling at the table, whatever, we talking about race or whatever. And we like, yeah, we got, because I got a little sister now, Maya. She's 5 and all that. We was explaining to her. And I was like, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican and black. And we're all Puerto Rican and black. We come look at mommy and daddy. They're too different. They mixed together or whatever. And then my dad just outright said, Jermell, you only embrace one side. I'm like, what? He like, you only care about your Puerto Rican side. I'm like, Dad, what are you talking about? I embrace both sides. Someone asks me, I tell him Puerto Rican and black. I argue about me being Puerto Rican and black to people, and he just gonna, all right, tell me that. So then he like, Jermell, I hear you talking to girls, whatever. You just like, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican and all that. Trying to get them to know that you just Puerto Rican. You never embrace your black side of your family. Nope. That I barely chill with my Puerto Rican side of my family, so all I care about is my black side of my family. So I used to actually broadcast me being black more than anything. So then I was like, Dad, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm always talking about me being African-American. I'm a black, Dad. What are you talking about? I'm Puerto Rican and black, and I'm raised both sides. He like, all right, so what you say? What you say on the quiz? Like, I choose other. He's like, no, you lying or whatever. So I'm really getting frustrated or whatever, ready to cry because I was young. And I'm like, yo, how my dad going to disrespect me and tell me that I don't embrace both of my sides because all I care about is me being Puerto Rican when I fight for everyone to know that I'm Puerto Rican and black and I'm mixed. So then he was like, no, Jermell, you only embrace your Puerto Rican side or whatever. And I'm like, Dad, stop it. Can you like, listen? Like, I embrace both sides. And then my mom right here, like, following up, like, Jermell, he do embrace both sides, whatever. And then my dad, like, no, you just trying to protect your son or whatever. But I really felt as though, as a father, he really disrespected me, thinking that all I care about is my Puerto Rican side. When I embrace both sides and I fight and argue with people to prove to them that I care about both sides, that all they care about is the way I say I'm Puerto Rican and black, or him trying to listen to my conversation, only hear me saying I'm Puerto Rican. And then I let the days rob ass, and then I got to my age now, and then that's when I just stopped caring about it, because I feel as though I am who I am, and my race is what it is. And if someone say I'm not, I know who I am, so I don't need to prove anything to anybody, not my father or anybody else.
At what age did people begin to call you Mexican or any other type of race that's not what you are?
I was around, like, 10. Like, once I started hitting 5th grade and everybody, like, starting to grow into their own personalities, and people wanted to be the cool kids and be popular or whatever, so they wanted to like joke around, be smart. Everybody was, I was cool with everybody, but at the same time, everybody tried to play me on the low side because everybody was getting mad of how I look or jealous of me or something I was doing, and I'm just sitting there like, what's going on?
I feel that you benefited from it in any type of way.
Yeah, I feel as though because I been experienced that, I learned to embrace who I am more, because if I didn't, then I wouldn't appreciate where I come from and my culture, because I embrace my Puerto Rican side, my Latino side, which my family is in Puerto Rico, and at the same time, embrace my African-American side and contribute to that, because if I didn't have that conflict with people calling me names and me fighting for it, and then my father saying all that, then I wouldn't have cared about it because then no one would have told me and talked to me about it. So then I just was like, oh, I'm Puerto Rican, like, okay, that don't mean anything to me when it actually does, because that's the image that I give off because that's the way I look.
Well, thank you for spending your time with me today.